Sinead Quillen, good afternoon.
Hello, Ray. Raya.
Come in, don't be afraid
nice
of the microphone. Good to see you.
I'm back.
Yeah, you're back.
Yeah.
Sinead is the name of the programme, but seriously, Sinead, I'm going to move that closer to you.
Right. Lean in more.
There you go. Yeah.
Are we shouting now?
Yeah. So, Seriously, Sinead, the second series is on the RT Player.
Yep. Available to watch now.
Yes. And I'm in it.
Yes, Ray is in it. Ray, you play a very pivotal role.
Yeah. I did, yeah.
So basically, I'm coming up to Dublin, up to the big smoke, trying to make it in stand-up. And I realised pretty quickly it's tough to get a gig. So yeah. I go to RTE, trying to get a job.
Yeah.
And I run into you. And you more or less try to run away from me.
Yeah. Obviously, it's fiction.
Oh, yeah, of course. You played the role very well, though. It was quite convincing, Ray. Yeah.
And me not being a good actor, what would that suggest to you?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. But look, we had you on The Den.
It's true, yeah.
It's
you said before, you were like, you feel kind of responsible for me. Yeah, you kind of gave birth to me, Ray, which is quite an image I've created for people. Yes.
We better clarify that, Sinead, before we continue, that we ran a competition on the radio and then on telly called Stand Up and Be Funny, and Sinead Quillen was the winner.
Yeah.
And so as a result of that, part of your prize was to get a sort of a developmental deal with the RT Player, which has turned into two series.
I know,
and the first one went on terrestrial television as well.
It did, yeah, it really did. It was on the TV.
Yeah, so where's my 5%?
I know. Yeah. I'd say you'd be all right, Ray. Yeah, you'll survive without my bit.
Yeah, so it landed last week or dropped or whatever they say, and people can watch all four.
Yeah, all four.
On the RT Player now. How's it been? You're out and about over the weekend.
I know. The lads were asking me here. They were like, chicken up to anything exciting. And I was like, well, I believe in creating your own excitement. I wore a pair of red leather pants during the weekend.
Right.
And as most attention I've gotten in a long time. So yeah, I was given free Britney vibes. But she's already free, so she's all good.
Yeah. And like, did you go through a number of outfits before you chose your red leather trousers?
No, I seen them and I said, yeah, that's the one for me. Yeah. It's the first time I was out in a long time, so I was like, let's make a statement. I think it's probably the most liked Instagram photo I have.
Right.
So yeah, if anyone's looking to add a bit of excitement to their life, that's all you need. Wear red leather pants.
And were you gigging? No.
Oh, no.
No, just out.
People wouldn't hear a word you say if you had the pair of pants on stage. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. That's odd because I remember talking to Anne Doyle, who used to read the news.
Yeah.
And she'd be, you know, relaying very serious stories, international stories that have, you know, ramifications for all of us. And yet the biggest reaction she'd get was if she wore a different pair of earrings from Newbridge Silverware or something like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's mad things people pick up on. Like,
yes.
Yeah. But in saying that, I do wear a bright yellow hat.
Yes, you do. That's your thing.
Yeah.
And you're wearing the jacket. I recognise it from the programme.
Yeah, I was wearing it in our scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how was the whole stand-up? So what, you were on the show, the TV show, what, 2 years ago, was it? 2.5 years ago?
Yeah, about 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at that stage, you'd only done four stand-up gigs or
crazy
something.
Crazy stuff. And so then I ended up doing nearly more TV work than stand-up.
Yeah.
With The Den and everything. And I was on Clear History as well.
Yes.
And RT2. And I was so sad. I will just say, I was so sad to hear The Den wouldn't come back. I was actually so sad, Ray. I went to the fridge and I ate grated cheese straight out the bag. You know what I mean? Which is pretty bad.
That is. Do you
but go, we're glad it happened.
Do you go for cheddar or mozzarella or what do you go?
Oh, extra mature.
Extra mature. Yeah. That's your thing. So you're not a vegan, I take it.
No. I'd love to be one.
Would you?
I just don't think I could do it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the dairy, is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should try it. Like, we should probably all try it once.
But can't you get vegan cheese?
It's meant to be shocking.
Is it?
Yeah, it's meant to be the one thing that's just not good.
That they can't get right.
Yeah, yeah.
When I say they, I don't know who they are.
Yeah, they. Into the abyss.
Yes, they can't get the vegan mature cheddar right.
Yeah, I did a gig in Vicar Street 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When Tommy Tiernan was there. And in a mad turn of events, he's actually filming Derry Girls. So he had to leave before halftime.
Right.
So I was actually on after Tommy Tiernan.
So he supported you?
Yeah, my friends were mocking me saying that. They were like, yeah, he opened for you. I was like, yeah, yeah. But we actually ended up wearing the exact same colour suit. So we're like twins. So not only, I look like a stunt double basically for Tommy Tiernan going on after him.
You could never look like a stunt double for Tommy Tiernan. And there is another Tiernan connection in that Eleanor, his niece, cousin,
Co-writes
Seriously, Sinead?
Yeah, so she was great. She was a co-writer this time. And we actually had a bit in it about Tommy Tiernan. So I'm reading a book. And the book title is My Journey to Becoming a Hat Enthusiast. So I was asking her, I was like, will you get odd now or that? She was like, nah, you find that gas.
No.
Yeah.
So he's in the new run of Derry Girls, which is series 3. And I think Lisa McGee has said it's the final one.
Final one, yeah.
And I've seen the paper today that Fatboy Slim is also in it.
Oh, yeah. Unreal.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice. Fact.
And our cameos are all the go now, obviously, because that'll be a cameo on his part, not Tommy's. And I have a cameo on yours. Did I mention that already?
Yes, it's actually, honestly, it's worth watching it just for that alone. Ray is unreal. It's so funny.
Aaron has been on. Delighted Sinead is on. She's absolutely gorgeous. I'm a big fan of hers. I love her gorgeous hair, her beautiful accent, and everything about her.
Oh my God. Thanks so much. He never mentioned the pants, though, the red leather pants.
So. How is it with you know, your love life? Because you talk about it in Seriously, Sinead, but like, I don't know if that's fact or fiction, or, you know, some of it's fact, some of it's fiction.
You have
moved up to Dublin in real life.
No,
oh, haven't. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, it is confusing because it's me, but it's also not me. It's like a fictional character, so it's for comedy purposes. Some stuff is real, some stuff is not. But you just have to guess what's real and what's not. I won't tell. I won't say anything.
Because I was just looking at your house and I'm going, that's a lovely house there. You have lovely doors that open out into the garden.
I was like, I'd never be able to afford this place in Dublin. There's no way. It's way too nice.
Well, you share it with three people, don't you? Three other people.
Three housemates.
Finbar, Chloe and Gary. Is that it?
That's it.
Yeah.
So Killian Sunderman, he was pretty popular over the pandemic. He's very funny.
Yes.
Fanula Jay and Nigerian-Irish comedian Idam Ibama. So he's very good too.
And they're all in this Seriously, Sinead.
Yeah.
So this is the time where I ask you this big question, which I ask you every time. So where are you going now? Not actually when you leave the studio, but in life and in your career.
Back into the car. I know. I wake up every day just grateful to be alive, right? And just see where it goes. Where am I going? I suppose stand-up really is kind of my focus now. Like, so I'll be up, Galway Comedy Festival is starting tomorrow. So we're going up for that. Then randomly during the week, I'm doing a gig at a child protection conference.
Right.
Which is probably going to be the weirdest gig I've ever done.
That is strange.
Sounds strange, but I'm actually a qualified social worker.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Never worked a day in it, ever.
But
I have the
qualified
papers, though.
Yes, qualified, yes. So maybe that's why you were chosen to do it.
So that's what happened. So the head lecturer got on to me and was like, we have a child protection conference coming up. Do you want to do the entertainment in between? And I was kind of like, being the ghoul that I am, I was like, okay, I'll do it.
This sounds like some sort of script for a sitcom, doesn't it?
That's it. But that's kind of where I get my material, just living my life. It's easy to be a comedian when your life is literally a joke. Like ridiculous things happen.
They've been on new or vegan cheese has really improved. You've got to try it. Very best regards, Eve Parnell.
Oh, this is good to know, Eve.
Yeah, well, you see all of these things. The bigger the demand, the more people see there's money to be made, and they put the effort
in. Like, yeah, we better work with cheese, lads.
Yeah. Okay, so I thought that you would have some sort of influence over in TV to get the den back.
But, I know. Yeah. We do have a petition, to be fair.
Yeah, right. There's a petition,
There's over 1,500 people have signed it now. Okay. It's pretty good.
Bring back the den.
Bring back the den, lads. Come on, let's get signing it.
Because I was really looking forward to you out and about, because that was the original plan. You would knock on people's doors and surprise them and all that sort of thing. But because of COVID, we couldn't do that. Yeah. So you were over sort of 20 feet away from me, which was funny in itself. Anyway, Seriously, Sinead, season 2 on the RT player. Good luck with everything. And if you're down at the Galway Comedy Festival, you can see Sinead live. Sinead from us. That's it from us. See, Sinead.
Sinead. Happened actually in school.
Oh, does it?
When he was doing the role in Irish, he'd be like, Sinead. I'd be like, yeah. Every time.
Cormac and Sarah are on the way, and we are back tomorrow. 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.